Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord's Prayer.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. The Lord told them. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Joshua Rogers right here on The Love Journey. And right before that was Angie Wyman's The Lord's Prayer. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that one power and one presence, known by many names, that great spirit that we call God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we become in awareness of our breath, I want to remind you there is power in the breath. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want you to be intentional about your breathing. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, and release back out the nose this morning. I want you to breathe, family, because sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, family, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. I want you to release. Be You see, there's power in the breath. And they still know that I am God. Breathe, Father. Just breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Last time, breathe, family. And release. And as we focus in our energy, recognizing that the source of all good, the Most High God, said, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather it every day. I shall rain bread upon you each and every day. And so as we call forth that rain today, decreeing that divine substance can never be withheld from us. That divine substance is the one and only reality in our financial affairs right now. That divine substance manifests for us here and now in rich, appropriate forms as money, 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 as a rich financial increase. As we call forth that manner in this right now moment, we're going to hear Ayanna Vincent.
Day 10. A prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my
relationship
with money. Thank you. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally, and someone you know loves you unconditionally, is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form. I am so grateful.
So grateful.
Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale, and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone, is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. This relationship, commitment, we're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Jimmy and Ingram. That was Kim, Intimacy. And you know, Kim is going to be here tonight. Y'all know my husband has landed in Chicago, right here. All right, family, don't let me get started, right? All right, you've tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to start off with reading from The Science of the Mind, and we're going to open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And today's conversation from The Science of the Mind is perfect vision. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12 says, "Now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face." The Science of the Mind on page 142, we are drawn toward those things which we mentally image. You see, my grandmama used to tell me when I was a little girl, she said, you get what you see. You see, I'm like, Grandma, what you mean we get what we see? In the book it says, what we see is what we get. My grandmother said, she used to tell us, you got to see your way through it. You see, profound wisdom for successful living is contained in this little statement in the word S-E-E-C. It refers to more than passing, glancing at conditions or circumstances. It suggests an acceptance or identification with them. We may glance about us at things that do not appear to be peaceful or beautiful, not based in love and oneness, but we are wise to see beyond those appearances and to behold everything around us with a perfect vision. You see, we have to learn how to see with spiritual 20/20 eyes. You see, perfect vision is that approach to outer conditions and circumstances that perceives the presence of spirit in, as, and through all that exists. You see, spirit is the ultimate reality, and its nature is wholeness, oneness, truth, harmony. Anything unlike spirit is impermanent. the more that we see our world with a perfect vision, the more we can draw into our life those experiences that align with nature of spirit. You see, this practice is not a denial of passing events, but rather a higher view of them, as we are viewing them from the mountaintop of spiritual realization. Instead of seeing disharmony, lack of limitation, and accepting those appearances as ultimately real, we turn our focus to the light of truth. Then our life becomes filled with the light. Our eyes are windows upon the world, and as we allow our vision to align with spirit, we begin to see the beauty, the love, the harmony, and the abundance, the health, and the well-being. See, the perfection of life is made manifest. Choose to see with a perfect vision. Come on, somebody should say amen to that one. Come on. I'm going to say that again because I stopped by the love journey to remind you that the perfection of life is made manifest when we choose to see with a perfect vision. You see, we're all metaphysicians, meaning we can see beyond the physical. And when we can see beyond the physical circumstances, then we can magnetize that experience into our life and manifest the greatness of all things. So today's affirmation is, I see clearly the God presence in all. Let's say that together, family. I see clearly the God presence in all. Let's say it again. I see clearly the God presence in all. Ooh, that's powerful, family. How will you see today? Will you be looking through the eyes of 2020 vision? All right, good morning, family. We're going to get ready and open up our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe today. And I want you to know, I want to introduce this beautiful sister who's been doing a fantastic, I mean, super amazing job at keeping us aligned with our goals and reframing our money story. I hope you got your journal today because we're going to have some great conversation about the book we're reading, Abundance Now, with Lisa Nichols. We're tying everything up, and we're going to be bringing Lisa Nichols to the call, family. Yes, yes, yes. So I just want you to put your hands together for our sister from another, Mr. Way down in Atlanta, right here on the love journey, Miss Chastity A. Wells. Let's put a song on, family. Conversation Cafe. Let's put your hands together, family. Don't worry, I got the sound. All right, Miss Chastity A. Wells.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, love, Johnny. Happy Friday, Janine. I guess you joined McFadden Whitehead this morning. You were singing along with your delayed responses on Ain't No Stopping Us. Every time they would say something, you came in behind. I was cracking up over here. I said, oh, she didn't join them. Okay, cool. So, oh, happy Friday, love journey. Janine, thank you so much always for such a warm welcome. We are continuing in our great book, Abundance Now, by the great Lisa Nichols. Family, we had such a great conversation last week. I just want to just honor everyone who really stepped up on the phone call last week and you know, did the very challenging thing of stating their actionable steps out loud. Because remember, just to recap, just really quick, because we have a lot of meat we have to cover today, a lot of ground we need to cover today. But one of the things that Lisa challenged us last week, family, was to actually be clear on what we want and to write down at least two things in the next 90 days that directly affects our bottom line, that is, increase our income and business revenue. And I know some of us tried to wiggle out of it, and some of us became very intimidated when it came to talking about it. But I really, really, really just want to acknowledge the people who really stepped up and who said anything. And I appreciate everyone for your love and your energy being on the call. But I understand what it takes to really step up on the call and to really put your thoughts into words and to really state it in front of a community and hold yourself accountable. And for those who really held each other accountable, I reached out to some people on the line. I thank you to those who reached out to me to hold me accountable to my goals as well, because this week was really a week about taking action, and I did those things that I even said that I would do. So I just thank you all for just being a supportive community as we continue to just make those actionable steps every 90 days in what we're doing. And if you have not wrote down the two things that you would like to do in these next 90 days, I challenge you today to write those two things down, whether it's if you're an entrepreneur, making more phone calls, buying specific leads, networking within a certain group of people, if you're at a job, taking a certain position, asking for that raise, whatever those certain things that have to be, family, let's get ready to do those things. Just because, really, the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is about us being a supportive community and us taking those actionable steps. I think it's awesome that we read the books and the rest of it, but I really, really, really don't want us to just become like a book club and we're just reading books and people are growing, family. So from my heart to yours, just thank you so much for just showing up and just being all in, just all in. Oh, maybe that's a Cleveland term because, oh, yeah, go Cavs. So excuse me, y'all. I'm from Cleveland. So, but I really am excited about that. And just to recap some of the things that we talked about last week, we talked about we left off talking about just certain things that we really, really need to do on decide how much financial wealth you'll amass, then assign a specific date. And remember, I even said that was something that was always very daunting for me. Writing a goal is one thing, but writing a specific date, it really challenged myself outside of just believing, but really, really, really showing up and making sure that I'm doing the actionable steps every day to really achieve it. But really doing that and then getting clear on spiritually on who we are and what our daily practices are. And then also deciding what type of relationships we wanted to enjoy in our lives, whether it was friends, family, or our soulmate, and when you wanted to meet that person. One of the things that she reminded us is, are you aligned with top achievers and other persons of consequence? Are you surrounded by rocket booster friends, those who love, encourage, and celebrate you? If your if your community is a supportive force, your career or business, are you growing as a result of these alliances? I thought that that was so powerful, just to recap for us. Because we really, really, really must look at every relationship that we have as alliances. And are you growing because of that alliance with that person? Am I growing because of the alliance I have with Janine? Am I growing because of the alliance that I have with my friends? We have to look at those things. The difference, family, between remaining stagnant, static, and actually achieving is feeling. As Janine always reminds us, high achievers are passionate people. So I just really wanted just to remind us of those things as we get ready to prepare for today and what we talked about. And just remembering, family, just to celebrate all your accomplishments. Don't just wait until you accomplish that lofty goal, but celebrate all of your accomplishments. I know that that's something that I was notorious for. If I hadn't made it to X amount of dollars or a certain thing, I couldn't appreciate it along the way. Or even let's say if you wanted to lose 20 pounds, I'm just using it hypothetically. Learn to appreciate that you lost the 5 or the 10 before you made it to the 20 pounds. We must learn to celebrate ourselves along the way. So today we're going to pick up on talking about the 12 life-changing areas where you can achieve astounding success. Again, we're going to pick up today on the 12 life-changing areas where you can achieve astounding success. One thing that I wanted to open up with today, just as a reminder to all of us, is a quote by Earl Nightingale. He said, "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." So let me repeat that again. Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. So I just want to inspire your hearts today not to give up on your dream, not to give up on your goals or whatever. Even if you didn't do what you said you were going to do last week, don't get down on yourself. Don't give up. Let's just keep moving forward, family. I want to encourage your hearts today as we open up today for Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. So the 12 life-changing areas where we can achieve astounding success. She said, to live a truly compelling life that is enjoyable for you and inspiring to others, you must set goals for your future and work daily to bring them about. Work daily to bring those about. Yeah. In other words, who you become as a person should overshadow what you amass in your bank account. Well, let me read all of that because then that's not going to make sense. So these are goals beyond wealth and material goods, goals through loving relationships, ample free time, hobbies, and other pursuits you enjoy, all of which are hallmarks of an abundant life. In other words, family, who you become as a person should overshadow what you amass in your bank account. It's about us growing holistically, right? But remember, as we've always talked about, our money substance is just a physical manifestation of who we are, right? And the people and the person that we are evolving to become. So I just want to remind us of that today. What goals will you set in the 12 areas that follow? So I love this because I thought that this was good stuff. This was good stuff for me, good stuff. Because it gives us a lot to really think about, and it really does hold us accountable in every area of our lives. And I think we need that. We really do need that. We talk about having these loving relationships and doing this and being great and whatever, but how many people are really holding us accountable? How many of us are really holding ourselves accountable? In your love relationship, when you think about that person who commands your heart, the soulmate, who knows you better than you know yourself, and the supportive partner who creates a safe space for you to achieve on a stunning level, what characteristics and qualities does he or she possess? What emotions do you feel when you visualize yourself with that person? Now, if you're in a relationship already, what goal would you set to transform that relationship into something even more amazing that helps you achieve every other area in your life with grace and ease? I thought that was really positive. Just to ask those different questions about your love relationship. Asking those different questions. I'm not going to read the whole story about Elise and what she had went through, but there was a character, Elise, in the story, and she actually had gave up on love, but then she decided one day to make a list of some of the qualities that she wanted in a mate. She actually found that she had 88 things that she was looking for, and that was internal as well as external qualities. And it turned out the guy that she ended up pregnant by ended up having 85 of those. And 17 years later in her marriage, She shared the story with Lisa Nichols. So I think it's important. The whole point of her story was just for us to get clear. Get clear. Because I was cracking up. I was like, wow. I mean, you talk about specific. 88 characteristics, you know? Good God. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know if I can write about 88 things even on myself, right? But that's being very specific. That's being very intentional. And that's the same thing that we talked about earlier in the book when Janine even challenged us on the trucks or the cars or the community that you want to live in. Be very specific. Be specific down to whether it's a brick front or whether it's just, you know, just a wood front in your home. What type of flowers do you visualize? What type of community do you visualize? What does your flowers smell like when you come outside? Be specific. Be specific. Write down a date. Attach the emotion to it. So what emotions do you feel when you visualize yourself with that person? Be specific, family, because that's how we really do manifest. So what kind of love relationship are you looking for? She challenges us, and she asks us that. And I think that's a powerful thing for us all to write down. And so this is actually on page 26 of the book, Our Love Relationship. So now on page 27, we are looking at our family relationship. And I just want to kind of hit on these because I really want us to have dialogue about some of these different things. So I didn't want to go into every single thing of it, but I really want to just challenge us just to really look at these things. Especially on a Memorial Day weekend. I know typically we are celebrating veterans, and God bless to all of our veterans that we lost in the line of duty. And for anyone who served like myself, God bless you all. And remembering our family members who have passed away, and just memorializing those things. But I really, 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 on this Memorial Day weekend, I want to challenge each and every one of you on this call just to really show up in your family relationship. I thought this was nothing but God that I was like, look at God, on a Memorial Day weekend, you challenging me for us to talk about our family relationship. That's God right there, baby. I couldn't have planned that any better. So at the end of your life, when you look at the quality of your life, it will likely be measured by the quality of your family relationship. It is by far the lion's share of where you measure your life's joy and fulfillment. Family relationships can be managed most effectively with clear communication and even at times positive care formation, care frontation. So not confrontation, families, care frontation. There's a difference. We do it with love, ease, elegance, right? A position of growth. How do we serve one another? The willingness to have difficult conversation for the sake of clarity and progress, embracing love and possibility. So I just want to remind us, it's about having difficult conversations for the sake of clarity and progress. Progress, embracing love and possibility. To become crystal clear about what you want in your family relationship, you must first measure and take inventory. Think about each family member, your siblings, your parents, and others who are close to you. If they were to transition tomorrow, would you have regrets? Is there anything today that will remain unsaid? My God, I know that this will open up conversations for everyone. In our Inner Circle workshop, I give attendees a scenario just like this, and I learned many years ago from an old friend, Gary. If a nuclear bomb were to drop tomorrow and you knew about it in advance, what would you want or need to say to complete with each family member? Think about that. What would that conversation sound like? Would you need to say you're sorry? Would you need to say, I love you, I forgive you, I appreciate who you've been to me, I apologize? Now, I challenge you, family. We can't do what Lisa did and take the next 15 minutes and call all our family members. But I challenge you today, I challenge you on this Memorial Day weekend to call those family members because we don't know if there will be a nuclear bomb that will hit with the amount of terrorism or whatever is going on in the world. We just never know. You don't know. Don't take it for granted, those relationships. Call a family member and say, I love you. Stop fighting with your siblings. Stop fighting with your spouse. Stop fighting with your kids. Apologize. Or just say, I appreciate who you've been to me and how you show up on the planet to me. We must learn to value ourselves and value these relationships. Who in your family do you need to reach out to, family? Who do you need to reach out to? And I challenge you this Memorial Day weekend. Use it as a time to reach out and do that. In the midst of all the barbecuing and all those other things that you're doing, have a care for patience. Move forward in progress in these relationships of love, because that's really what this is all about. Our next segment, we also talked about, and then I'm going to open it up because I really want to hear from everyone else. Because remember, it's really a dialogue. She said, our peers and colleagues in social circle, as you become crystal clear about your specific individuals that surround you, can I make a suggestion? Surround yourself with people who inspire you to become a better woman or man, or who want or who help you to become a better man. They should call you to your greatness. They should stretch you and make you look forward to the person that you'll be 5 years from now. What? 5 years from now. I thought that that was glorious. I had to write that on the side. I even had to use my orange pen to underline that because I was like, that's pretty cold. They should not only celebrate the future version, but they should pour into you everything they can to help you achieve that goal. So not only, family, do we need just that person who inspires that person in the next 5 years, but what are they doing to pour into you? Because see, talking about it is one thing. Or like, yeah, that's a good goal, Janine. That's a good goal. But if I'm not helping and encouraging and pouring into Janine, or if I'm not pouring into Jackie or my mom or whoever, right? If I'm not pouring into you onto a higher level and sharing information, of sharing the different things that we need to do. So in 5 years, I'm that woman. We have to look at that relationship, family. It's time that we stop playing and playing patty cake and holding on to things that no longer serve us to the highest purpose. Now, I'm not saying let everybody go, but it's okay to challenge yourself to really start growing. They shouldn't be small-minded people inclined to drama and gossip. Your abundant life has no room for them. Your peers, your friends, and colleagues should be people whom you share your knowledge with, but who should also be sharing knowledge with you. I thought that that was good. Are you in a friendship circle so you can be the savior? Are you the best thing in town? Or have you outgrown your friendship circle entirely? This doesn't mean, family, that you need to abruptly drop your friends, but it does mean that you need to acquire new friends in your circle, others who can pour into you while you're pouring into them. What kind of friends and colleagues, peers, and social circles amplify your life and bring your greater prosperity? Precisely define the qualities you want in the people who support you. Just like we have to precisely define our love life and our money and our home, who are the people that you want supporting you? Be advised, it's common for people who are working on self-development and proactively creating their future to outgrow their friends. By the time you finish reading this book, you'll be at the 10 steps ahead of most people in your social circle. One of the best gifts you can give your friends is to invite them along the abundant journey. Give them a copy of this book. I took it a step further and I said, how many of us are even actively asking people to get to the call so they can get their book? Because we all may not be in a position to, let's say, buy all of our friends the book, right? But it's nothing to share the information. How many of us are actively involved and engaged in telling people to come onto the book? Because if you're going to be 10 steps ahead in growth and personal development, why not invite your friends? Why not invite your best friend? Invite your cousins. Invite your loved ones. your friends, your colleagues. So we're all growing. Giving books to a friend is a life is a long tradition for me. I've often purchased 2 or 3 copies of a book in order to distribute them to people who are growing with me. I want all of us to expand in knowledge and skills. Do you get who you need from your friend circle? Are you giving your friends what they need in return? I think that's something for all of us to look at and just ponder on how we can show up and how we can continue to grow. And those are actually only the first 3. So as we look back, I would love to open up the line, press *6 if you're on the line, 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. Let's talk about those different things, family. Let's really talk about it. Let's talk about it. Even if you want to just share that you were being accountable from last week, you did your actionable steps, please share that. And then let's talk about your love relationships, your family relationships, your peer and colleague relationships, and that you'll actually do what you need to do this weekend, this Memorial weekend, in creating and manifesting healthier and more wholesome relationships. I'd love to hear from you, family. Press *6 or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk. Yes, I definitely get it. Somebody coming in? Because y'all know I keep talking about this book.
So press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio, and if you're in the teleconference line, I want you to press *6 and come on in. I know this is a lot to think about, but guess what? If we're going to design our life, these are the things that we have to do.
I thought that was powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got to get intentional
this morning.
Well, I just want to just, you know, before, it seems like everybody's quiet this morning, let me check Blog Talk. But let me just say this. When I started doing this and really being intentional and saying, this is a big question for me. Do I do what I need for my friend circle? Or am I giving what my friends need for me in return? That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Are we really giving each other what we need to help each other move into that next level? And are we really designing our life? Was really powerful to me. Are we just letting it do what it do? Willy-nilly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then wondering why things turn out the way it is, because we're not being 100% intentional. When that woman says she made a list of 88 characteristics about that man, then it was like, 88. She described his eyebrows and eyelashes. She came up with 88 things. My God, you talk about somebody intentional. So it was no wonder that she ended up pregnant with a man that made the list of 85 of her characteristics. I thought that that was awesome. But the only way that that happens is we have to be intentional. We really have to be intentional. And I get it. It can make us all feel daunting. Even with us, like I said, me writing a goal was easy. I could write a goal, but putting the dates and all of that, then that's like a certain amount of accountability to myself. Like, girl, you really going to write your 15 on there? Ooh, you bold. You're going to have to really be taking some steps every day. So, but I just think that's awesome, though, because it really does help us grow. It really helps us that we want to really be able to manifest those things. And the cool thing is that Lisa did in this book to me is she broke down so many other aspects of our life that really does make our life abundant. Our love life, our family relationships, our peers, our social circle, all of that, that really does make our life a lot more abundant.
I love what she used, not confrontation, but care-frontation. That means that when you confront somebody, you're going to do it with care and love.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reiterate that because we're always, you know, ready to confront somebody and get that snap in that head popping and let somebody know what we're thinking. But to really let somebody know how they've done, whatever they've done to us or whatever our perception of a situation is, but doing it with love is and not making people, you know, so defensive, but really getting people to see how maybe we can navigate through that process a little bit different with love. It, to me, was really, really powerful. And I just wanted to reiterate that because so many people I talk to are not talking to their mothers, are not talking to family members, having some kind of disharmony. And a part of abundance is holistically living our life from every perspective in a wealthy, wonderful, beautiful way. And when we have in disharmony with so many people, we got to check out the constant. You know, the constant and the variable is two different things. And so we want to check out how we are responding and talking to people, too, in our tone. Oh, my God.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
I think y'all got to let me in this conversation this morning. Y'all really got to let me in briefly.
Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am actually, good morning. I am at my desk, so I'm going to be very brief. I love all of you all, but oh, my God, love journey again. So this abundant life is what we're talking about. My daughter and I last night went in. Okay. I am guilty of confrontation. I am guilty of being a bully in my family. I am going to apologize. I promise I'm going to tell them I love them, Chastity. And it's a part of my growth. And, you know, God always has what I need to get to that next level. And that's an area of my life that I got to work out. So as we go through this book of abundant living and changing it and loving the life we live and living the life we love, all of that is so important, and family is important. So I'm going to just give the airwaves back to you all. I'm at work. I love you all. Love Journey, and have a good day.
I love you, Mike. I love you. I honor and support you, woman. You just keep just growing by leaps and bounds. It's just an honor to witness and grow. But I thought it was amazing. I really thought it was amazing. I was like, look at God, after all of this, we had a really lengthy conversation. I had some really powerful conversations. And then just to start recapping on this, I said, this ain't nothing but God. So I thought that was pretty cool. So definitely this is giving us all the time just to continue to manifest and be absolutely intentional in our lives and all of our relationships. Did anyone else have anything that they wanted to share? Or y'all just ready to get to the weekend?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, happy Friday.
Peace and blessings. It's Khadija. Happy Friday.
Hey, Khadija.
Khadija from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah. I love it. I ain't heard no second back in a minute.
Hey, I just wanted to add a little bit to this abundance now conversation about relationships, because I had this very conversation a couple of days ago with a mentor of mine, and I was telling her that I feel like I'm in the wilderness, and it was based on a conversation that we had here on the Love Journey this week earlier about being in that wilderness and, like, being okay with it. And she brought something to my attention about when you are feeling like you're going to your next level and, you know, maybe your friends or your family around you, like, they just don't get it. They don't get it, or they don't understand. For me personally, it affects me in such a way that I go into this, like, oh, my God, like, maybe I should stay and not go to the next level. You know, I feel like I'm strange and not not a part of the group, so to speak. And so I was telling her about this situation I had with my best friend. You know, she was complaining. She was toiling and complaining about a particular situation that she has been talking about for a while. And I just wasn't giving her the audience that I think that she wanted from me. And so we hung up the phone. She got off the phone with me, hung up. And, you know, I felt some type of way, like, well, maybe I should have just listened. You know, maybe I should have been more understanding. Maybe I should have. And then there was another part of me that was like, well, no, you know, you're committed to life-affirming conversations and conversations that uplift and inspire. And, you know, you really are coming out of that. And, you know, gratitude is a big thing. Gratitude is a major thing, like, for me personally. And so I was talking to my mentor about it, and she said, you know, relationships ebb and flow, you know, and just because maybe right now you're going where you're going, that doesn't mean that because you're going where you're going, that you have to cut off people, so to speak. And that was like a major thing for me because I'm so black or white. You know, like in my mind, it's either going to be this way or it's going to be this way. Like there's really no in between. And so I think just learning yourself and knowing that you are, you know, for me, I'll say, let me talk about myself. I'm on a certain trajectory that I see for myself. I see the vision for myself. I see where I'm going. You know, I invest in myself. I do all of those things. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay to do that and then also still have, you know, your friend, my best friend, I've known her 20 years. I've known her over 20 years. So it's okay. It's okay for you to do what you do and still be able to maintain that relationship in the best manner that you know, I can do that. So it involves, I think it's all part of when you are on your personal development track and all of that, it is learning how to be more of yourself, in learning, I'm having such a hard time this morning expressing myself. But what I'm trying to say is that there is a lesson in maintaining those relationships and still going for what you're going for. It requires you to be more. It requires you to maybe have more patience. It requires you to maybe have more understanding or more compassion, but also continuing on your journey. So I just wanted to add that to the conversation. Oh, I hope I made something. I think I'm just caffeine deprived this morning. But I just wanted to add that to the conversation. Thank you. Peace.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just wanted to add to what you're saying is that as a job as a friend is to stretch people unconsciously. Our job is not to control other people to be what we want them to be as fast as we want them to be. Because you got to realize that we're all flowers. And as God looks down at us, inside of us, around us, however we see the universe, you know, there are some roses, there are some tulips, but they all grow differently, but they all do bloom. But what happens is, you know, when I look over and see that rose being a rose and I'm a tulip, I want to be my best tulip that I can be. And that's what happens when you being the best that you can be. Even if your friend doesn't wake up at the time that you think they should, they do wake up just by being in your presence. So our job is to be the best people that we can be. And sometimes our friends don't grow as fast as we grow, but guess what? They will grow just by being in your presence. So our job, you know, and I know when I first started learning, I remember when I first got the Ayana Van Zant book, oh, I remember Value in the Valley, and I wanted all my friends. I went and bought all these books, and I bought it, and nobody enjoyed it. Nobody even opened the book, and nobody even cared about what I was talking about. And I couldn't get no understanding. They're like, we don't even know how to pronounce her name. What are you talking about? You know? And this, I was like, this was in the 90s. But then later on, people start to get it. And then they came back and said, now we get it. So, you know, and it was cool. Then you start having good conversations from a different perspective, you know. But and then they start, you know, really seeing your growth, and it reminds you of who you are in that circle too. So we just have to be patient too with other people, just being patient. And the good thing is that the one thing that I learned is that as you grow, other tribes will come. So you'll have people to share your new growth with, and you'll also have people who will come behind you just because they see you growing. So it's really an interesting process how this energy works. So I just wanted to add that to you. Beautiful share this morning. Thank you.
No, thank you for that.
I think the one of the most powerful quotes that speak to that is when Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa. At the time, he quoted Miriam Williamson. At the end of her quote, it says that when we liberate ourselves from our fear, we give others permission to stand in their own greatness. When we stand in our greatness, we give others permission to stand in their greatness. When we liberate ourselves from fear, we liberate others from their fear. So that's what happens too. So remember that as you move through it.
That's very true. Very, very true.
I want to say to Chastity and your mom, I love you all's relationship and how you all stretch and grow each other and how authentic and transparent you all are in your all's relationship. I just want to honor you and your mom for the transparency, the authenticity, the stretching, the growing, and what makes you all what you all are in terms of your all relationship. I just want to offer that. Is so beautiful.
Thank you. I honestly, family, think everything really goes back to, I'm a person like very much like it could be. It's either black or white. It's either this or that. But I've had to learn through the love journey and just in wisdom, just to allow things to be, allow us all to be. For me, it's very easy. I won't say it's easy, but because once I make my mind up, I will cut things and people off because I'm just, you know, I'm crazy like that. I'm like 0 to 100. I don't, you know, the 50 mid-ground kind of makes you nervous because I don't really understand it too well. It's either on or off. I don't understand the light switch being halfway. So as I continue to dwell, I just learned to show up and be who I am. However, in being who I am, it goes back to the same thing she brought up in the book, is inviting our friends, inviting our family members to those spaces, whether it's the book, right? But those can be expensive, right? Especially if people aren't reading it. But is it expensive to invite people to the love journey? Is it expensive because you would invite people to your local church? And truly, I'm good for inviting people to go to the local happy hour with you, right? So if these are the same people that you care about, I mean, seriously, that's how I look at these things, right? So, like, if that's no longer my deal like that, then I have to figure out a way in not being confrontational, but in a confrontational way, that I'm like, hey, you know, I was listening to X, Y, Z, you know, that love journey I'll be telling you that I get on in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to text you that number because, you know, it may just bless you, you know. If you think I got all these cool ideas, this is where I'm getting it from. But I think it's important that we continue to share those things. And then as you're doing that, the conversations that we have here, it opens up more conversation. And then your friend don't feel like you're being confrontation in their life, or people don't feel like you're saying it, but it gives God and the universe a way to have the dialogue and give us all the opportunity to look at it from Janine's point of view, to look at it from King's point of view, to look at it from James Gilmore's point of view, whatever the case may be, and then come back, and then we continue to evolve, and then realize that it's not about confrontation, but carefrontation. So that's why I really just put it out there. Even when Lisa said buy the books, I'm like, hey, don't even go that far. I'm saying just take the one step and just be intentional and remember to invite at least one friend or family member that you're close to on the call next week, just so you'll have that extra dialogue over the weekend on things that you want to talk about. And then you both hold each other accountable, because that's how you grow. It's helping people and allowing them to be able to grow. Do we all go at the same speed? Heck, you know. But that's all good. We don't do that in any relationship. Relationships are about ebb and flow. So thank you for acknowledging that. However, that's, you know, everything that we see at this point is about years and years of growth and Janine calling me to the carpet on my own separateness. So we just have to do the work, family. We have to do the work in every area of our lives, whether it's our love life, our family relationships, and our peer relationships. Did anyone else have anything else that they wanted to add to it or be committed to for the next 90 days before we pick back up for next week? No? All right. Well, the people that I did write down who put their goals out there for next week, I will be reaching out to some of you who I was not able to reach out to this week. So that's pretty clear. That's pretty transparent. If you do not hear from Cassidy this week, you will be hearing from me this week coming up. For some reason, my Facebook was real sketchy. So some of y'all, I don't have your numbers in my phone. But I will be reaching back out because it really is about us growing and just moving ourselves to that next step. And the people that I'm reaching out to are those of us who committed to doing two actionable steps over the next 90 days. Only way that we can grow families is that we continue to hold ourselves accountable. And if you did not do what you said you were going to do for last week, please, 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 just like I quoted this morning in the Earl Nightingale said, never give up on a dream just because of the time that it takes to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. So what? The time has already elapsed and you didn't get started, or you kind of talked about it, but you still really didn't get it going. That's okay, right? Pick yourself back up. Let's try it again. We have a full day today, God willing, and just pick yourself back up and just get back to it. And I challenge us even further in our relationship. Reach out to your friends and family members over this Memorial Day weekend. Tell them I love them. Tell them you support them. Or you appreciate how they show up in your life, however that is for you. Learn to do that. We must learn to do that. And acknowledging our peers. And, you know, really, really, really asking people to come to the call. Or just allowing ourselves to be able to attract people who can pour into us as well, family. So it definitely is a blessing just for us to wrap up here on Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. I am Chastity A. Wells, your licensed insurance agent here. I'm here to meet all of your financial needs as far as 401k rollovers, as well as protecting your loved ones that you must continue to love on this weekend. Or if you need to share my information with your friends and family members as well. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You can reach me by voice or text on that number. Family, it was definitely a pleasure listening to your voice. Thank you so much for just sharing your energy this morning, Mom. Thank you so much, Khadija, as always, Janine. Thank you for everyone on the call who just listened in, who wasn't able to speak because I get a lot of us are and corporate jobs and can't see on the line, but thank you for your love and your support on the line this morning. Love, Jenny, thank you so much for this opportunity as I continue to grow, and thank you, Jenny. I love you all. Have an absolute amazing weekend.
Thank you, Chastity A. Wells. I want to ask, because we have quite a few new people on the call this morning, if there's anybody who wants to star six or press one and let us know what your two goals are for the next 90 days. I know that might be intimidating being on a new call. You're like, what? Let me put out my goals. But the only way to really get in the game is to get in the game. And so you got on the call, let's get in the game. So if you really want to make a difference and take your life to the next step, speak your two goals that you have that you're going to be doing in the next 90 days. And really, let me tell you, that's a long time for some really short-term goals because, you know, I already accomplished what I said I was going to do last week. Now I need two more. Oh, yes, yes. I just want to open up the lines to anybody who wants to put their two goals out there. So Chassie will be having a lot of work. We're going to put Chassie at work, baby. Oh, no, just look. Nobody want to put Chastity to work? Nobody want to put Chastity to work? All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the call. I want to just thank our new callers. If there's anybody who wants to just say thank you or anything you want to say just because this is your first time, you're welcome and you don't have to put your two goals out there. I won't call you on the carpet.
All right, well, maybe next time. Thank you for coming to the Love Journey. I want to thank Miss Chastity A. Wells. Want to remind you tomorrow is our cash flow, and it will be 11:30 Central, right? Is it, or did we change the time, Miss Khadija?
I'm here. It is 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central Time.
Oh, that's what we've been messing up. We've been messing up because I've been putting on 11:30 Central.
Yeah, it's 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central. And I've been messing up because I sent out the text last week, 10:30 Eastern, which was 9:30. So I'm pretty sure there were many people confused, like, what's going on? Why is it so early? But we're going to get it together this week, tomorrow.
All right, so we got one new player who wants to come in from Arizona. So we got a new player. Her name is Lana. So she says she wants to play. She says she actually teaches to her fifth graders. Wow. Well, thank you, Lana. She said she wrote a grant and she got the book and the kids game, and she actually teaches the game to her fifth graders. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. And look at this. She said assets feed you, liabilities eat you. That's what she teaches the fifth graders. So, oh, wow. All right, so she said she'll be on in the morning to play with us tomorrow. So I'll send you her number so she could be a part of the text group.
Text, okay. Looking forward to it.
And for those who have not had the opportunity to even just go on, go to richdad.com. Go to apps. You got to sign in, though, because you won't get to the game unless you sign in. You got to put in your information and all that stuff. But once you do that, you go to apps and games, and then you go to the very first one. It's normally the first one, the classic online game, classic, and you just go from there. It's pretty – well, I'm not going to say it's user-friendly. Khadija walked us through it, and then you get to pick your dream, and you get to go from there. But it's really fun when you play. So just – if you want to play and you're not in the text, you can just text me at 773-447-5591, or you can text Khadija, who is leading it, directly. Is it okay if I give him your number?
Please do.
301, this is Khadija's number, 301-659-9942. That's 301-659-9942. Emir, I see you on the line. You might as well come on in and stop digging your potatoes on the sideline. You know you love money. Emir, you're the ruler of all wealth. Come in and play with us tomorrow. You've been talking a good talk, but you haven't got in the game. Get in the game, Emir. Emir, not saying nothing. All right, Emir, I'm expecting to see you on the game tomorrow.
Okay, all right. I love you guys so much. Yes, I do participate on a stealth mode. However, I would love to come in and show up and get beat up on by some amazing, brilliant geniuses in the money game. I've been listening, and you guys are amazing.
You're not going to get beat up.
But I'm going to come in, and I'm going to learn. And anytime I get a chance to learn, I am excited. I'm not one of the people who are, I don't know how to do that, so I'm not going to, no. So it's something that we got to learn to do because this deals with everyday existence. Everyday existence, whether I have $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week or $1,000 a day, we still got to manage each and every one of those dollars so that we can get out of that big block of cheese that we've been chasing in the rat game, in the rat race. Now the book, Who Moved My Cheese, has some validity. I moved my cheese. Or I stopped eating cheese because I'm not a rat no more. That's good.
That's right.
11:30 Eastern Standard Time should be a very amicable time. I look forward to being there with you, love and money goddesses.
Yes. All right.
Thank God.
10:30 Chicago time. My Chicago players, it's 10:30. I've been telling you wrong. I thought it was 11:30 our time, but it's 10:30 our time. So we're going to be playing tomorrow.
So wasn't there a group called Chicago Players? Oh, no, that was Ohio Players. Okay.
All right. That wasn't no good joke. Okay. You and Chassie with this Ohio and LeBron James stuff. Come on now. Y'all know Golden State Warriors gonna kick Ohio's butt. LeBron James about to go home crying.
Oh, don't say that. Chassie on the phone still. Don't say that. But I look forward to being a part of this amazing experience. It's definitely going to be enlightening for me. I'm looking forward to that.
It is. And
thank you.
I want to invite each and every person, even if you don't want to play in a group or you play by yourself, or if you don't really want to play, I invite everyone to pull down that financial statement and put your information on that financial statement. Put your personal information for you to see where you are. Know your numbers. I'm going to be reiterating that more and more. Sometimes it's scary to know where you are, but the only way to get out the rat race is first to know where you are and then know what steps you're going to need to take. And that's going to be personal for each and every person. There's no one stop fix all things, you know, because everybody's not in the same situation. Everybody's not making the same amount of money, but everybody's in a different level of, you know, financial obligation. So I want you to write down all of your assets and all of your liabilities. Know where you are. How much do you owe to student loans? How much do you owe to your credit card? How much do you owe the mortgage? How much do you owe your car note? You know where you are. And if you don't know how much you owe in your mortgage, call your mortgage company and see what you owe. See how much you owe on your car, you know. Find out where you are. It's so important. So that's what our homework assignment is going to be this weekend for our investment journey. Yes. I got you, Jackie. So we just want you to do this for your homework and put it in your investment journal. Know your numbers and re-up every 30 days. Meaning, find out where you are every 30 days. Be that intentional about your money. Family, any more questions, comments, or concerns before we get out of here? And, yes, LeBron James will go home crying. Jackie, yes, he will tell your son it's all over. This year he ain't taking it. He ain't going to be able to act like that and the referee's going to cater to him this year. It's not going to go down like that. All right, family. Any comments? All right, I just want to remind you, continue sending love to Miss Doris Reddick, Claudette family. Claudette is doing her book launch on Monday. Come on, family, I want you all to send her lots of love. Send her texts out. Her book launch is Monday. Instant ain't everything. Did y'all hear me? I want to shut it down Monday for her. Instant ain't everything, family. Claudette Reddick, she got her book out. We want to send her some love, family, and remind her to keep going, keep pushing. It don't stop just because you got your book out. It don't stop till the cash drop. It don't stop till the cash drop. All right, y'all, I'm being silly. I also want to just remind you to continue to send love to Laura Muhammad family, Carla Laveau. They're like sisters, friends forever, sisters forever, and I'm sure it's affecting Carla Laveau Hawkins as well. So send her some love, and remember, family, when you're going through your day and you just got some time and you could breathe, say a little prayer and send it for Carla Laveau and Laura Muhammad. Yes, yes, yes. As we send love into the encouragement of her moving through and navigating through this process. You know, as many things that happens in life, and even though we know life is temporary, it's still not the easiest thing to physically release people from life. It's still not the easiest thing. And it really isn't in words that you can say that can comfort the soul. There's not phone calls, gifts, anything that can change what's going on. But what does change is knowing that somebody's there to hear you when you just want to cry. To know that somebody's there where you could just pick up the phone and call and just, even if you don't have nothing to say, but know they're there just to hold and support you through the process. Sometimes it's all you need just to make it through. And that's what I love about the Love Journey family. I want you to know today, I want you to send love into Laura Muhammad. And I just want to thank Carla LeBeau Hawkins for being one of the most amazing friends as I watched them together. Carla is so amazing. And so I just want to send love into Carla, send love into her. And you all remember, as we went through this book, who on our list can we call as a family member, not to confront, but to care for Tayshia, to say I love you, to say I forgive you. And so as we move through today, I want to remind you that life is short. No matter how long it is, it's still not long enough. Not long enough to be in confrontation with people, in disharmony with people. Sometimes it's not about being right. It's just about being love. You know, being married for 32 years, I had to learn that I don't have to be right. Maybe I am right, but do I have to say it? Can I let them do what they want to do and let them learn on their own? Or maybe I find out that I'm wrong. But why does it have to be that you're right? So when you move through with your relationships, just know this. Do you want to be right or do you want to have a relationship? Do you want to be able to have conversation with people that you love? And you don't want to hold on to something that it don't even matter. Sometimes we're not talking to people over such minute stuff that it doesn't even make sense. And I love that this book reminds us that abundance is not just money. Abundance is how we operate in our relationships. Abundance is how we treat ourselves. Abundance is health. Abundance is so many more things than just physical, material things. And at the end of the day, I promise you, when you need somebody, that Mercedes or that Bentley or them diamond earrings, them fur coats, not going to make you feel like somebody who cares about you just because you are who you are. So today, family, clear up whatever's going on with you and your family. It don't matter who's wrong. It don't matter who's right. Just clear it up. And so as I remind you that your life is a gift from God and what you do with your life is a gift back to God, remember, family, to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember this. Don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. And as you have Memorial Day weekend this weekend, have fun. I hope you all have a backyard party. R. Kelly, right here on the Love Journey. See you from Chicago in here. R. Kelly.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill, yeah. And get together and play some cards, yeah. A couple of drinks, something to smoke and do our thing, yeah. No one's got hating in their heart. Whoa, a backyard party. A backyard party.
He want to go in and sing some more. Y'all have a good weekend and have fun this weekend with your backyard parties. Save me some cue, y'all.
All right.